This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. A UN commission on Syria says a pending battle between pro-government forces and thousands of jihadists in northwest Idlib province should not be resulting in taking millions of civilians captive. Paulo Sergio Pinheiro, chair of the Independent Commission of Inquiry on Syria, called it tragic so many people fled to Idlib to escape fighting from other places.
It's pathetic that this population transferred to Idlib is supposed to be confronted with these bombardments. But I think that's very important. The communication among the principal influential countries is not interrupted. This is continuing at this very moment that we are here. And we expect that this political conversation will prevent this carnage.
He said the battle for Idlib will trigger a catastrophic human rights and humanitarian crisis. Syrian forces, backed by Russia, have been massing fighters on the edge of the province, bordering Turkey, to assault the last major rebel stronghold. This displaced Syrian from Khan Shakun arrived in Basuda, controlled by the Free Syrian Army. He said, when your house is destroyed and your brother is killed and you arrive at a camp in the rain, it's bad. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said intermittent artillery fire continued hitting southern districts of Idlib and adjacent Hama province on Wednesday. The Zimbabwean government has banned public gatherings in the capital Harare following a cholera outbreak that has claimed more than 20 lives. Janet Chari said the borehole she had been using is shut down, leaving her with no source of fresh water. An emergency has been declared in the city. The health ministry said thousands have become ill with cholera and typhoid caused by contaminated food or water. This is VOA News. UN envoy to Libya Hassan Salameh announced Wednesday a new security arrangement will be implemented after rockets were fired at the international airport in the capital Tripoli less than a week after fighting among rival militia ended. Salameh said some of the new measures are already being implemented, including the withdrawal of heavy weapons and militia from the city. Meanwhile, the U.S. has targeted militia leader Ibrahim Jathran with sanctions for directing attacks on Libya's oil infrastructure. In China, 11 have died, nearly 50 were injured when a car plowed into a crowded square in the central city of Meshui in Hunan province Wednesday. Police have detained the driver. The motive has not been made public. Hurricane Florence has weakened to a Category 2 storm, but is expected to dump large levels of rain on the U.S. southeast beginning early Friday as it makes landfall. It's still packing 175 kilometer-per-hour winds. President Donald Trump said federal disaster assistance is ready.
We're fully prepared, food, medical, everything you can imagine. We are ready.
The hurricane expected to strike North Carolina first, where Roy Cooper is governor.
Move to safety if your home is at risk. Bring in supplies if it's not. Plan to be without power for days.
The storm forecast to bring a nearly 3-meter storm surge and could dump up to 1 meter of rain in some places, causing widespread flooding. The European Parliament voted to sanction Hungary Wednesday for flouting EU values of democracy, human rights, and the rule of law, a move that could strip the country of its voting rights. Hungary's foreign minister denounced the action as petty revenge of pro-immigration politicians. The International Agency for Research on Cancer has warned that the illness will claim nearly 10 million lives this year. Dr. Freddie Bray heads the cancer surveillance section.
And then a projection based on the rates staying the same, but population aging and growth occurring, as it will, over the next 20 years. In 2040, it will be 29.3 million cases.
Lung cancer remains the chief killer. Nearly half new cancer cases, more than half the deaths, are occurring in Asia, where smoking is widespread. Pope Francis has summoned senior bishops to the Vatican for February to discuss the protection of minors from abuse. It comes in the wake of scandals rocking the church in the U.S., Chile, and Australia. President Trump signed an executive order Wednesday designed to make U.S. elections more secure by slapping sanctions on foreigners found to interfere in the electoral process. In Bakersfield, California, Wednesday, a man opened fire, killing 5 people, including his wife, before taking his own life in what police are calling a possible domestic violence incident. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.